uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. I hope all is well. A quick reminder, I am not an African-American. I don't have an afro. I have an Amerifro. See there? There are no drums beating in my chest. No African drums. The American guitar is playing in my heart. Born on a plantation in Alabama, raised on that plantation. Black as the ace of spades. But 100% American. There's a lot of stuff to cover today, but I just already know we're not going to get to everything because it's Open Line Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot. Have you ever seen a strong woman?
I've seen plenty of them. I've been to multiple women marches.
No, beta. You are a beta.
Beta.
Go drop dead.
It's good to hear from you. Amazing. Listen, you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. That is such a nice opening, Joe. That is so amazing. It's nice. So funny. It is too funny. It's amazing. Isn't that like funny? You're so bright, Joe.
Nice.
Talented black man. Even though he's 30% white.
And 10% Spanish.
Oh, man. No wonder you like Spanish women. That's amazing. So you can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE. I think I've already said that. And my biblical question, do men complete women or do women complete men? What do you think about that? I'm going to respond to that today in the third hour. And Joel doesn't believe me when I say I am. But I am. I will respond to that in the third hour. Sure. That's Joel. And the great white hope, you got to thank God for him. The great white hope, the wall going up. No. The wall going up. The wall going up. I remember when I was growing up and my grandparents tried to tell me to do something. And I didn't really want to do it as a kid. I was like, no, I don't want to. No, you going to do it. And they were like, give me that look. You going to do it. And that put fear in you. And you end up having to take care of business. We have a brand new episode of the FatherState.tv. It's amazing. And it will be out today around 11 a.m. Pacific time. I want to just play the teaser from it. Here's that teaser.
Next time on The Fallen State.
We're downtown at the Los Angeles Women March. It's a beautiful day in L.A. today.
When will women know they have equality?
They already ruled the world.
You agree they ruled the world, right?
Yeah. I don't get why people think that, like, black or gay or lesbian or trans aren't as equal to them.
You like beta males?
Yeah, I love a good man who cries.
Yeah, my man cries.
I feel closer.
I will hug you, brother.
Don't hug me.
I will hug you.
What does your sign say?
It says, bitches get things done.
No none.
You are too young. You shouldn't be here.
There's no ace letting me.
These are dirty people.
You're an absolute joke.
No, you're the joke. I'm a what?
Well, y'all hate. I'm just reading that you guys are known for making controversial statements about race, such as Wikipedia.
We've got 200,000 subscribers that no one gives a fuck about.
Amazing. A mind-blowing thing. So check it out, thefallenstate.tv. We have a lot of good merch on the Fallen State as well. Amazing stuff. It's going to be nice. So by the way, this is from ABC 6. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced on the Senate floor that the president will sign the border secure bill funding. Will sign the border secure funding bill that will avert another government shutdown. He will also be declaring a national emergency. But first, before we play it, I want to say I would have let it shut down again and blame the Democrats because they are the one that want open borders for the votes. And hopefully the people can understand we can't have illegal aliens coming into our country. No pain, no gain. And maybe the people will wake up. Maybe the people will wake up. The Democrats are hell-bent on keeping the borders open and also trying to retaliate everything against this president, the Great White Hope. Here's that soundbite.
Start, though, with breaking news. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announcing on the Senate floor that President Trump will sign a border security funding bill that will avert a government shutdown.
He, I would say to all my colleagues, has indicated he's prepared to sign the bill. He will also be issuing a national emergency declaration at the same time. And I've indicated to him that I'm going to support the national emergency declaration.
I absolutely support it. The wall going up. Okay, what'd you say? The wall going up. The president will declare a national emergency in order to get more funding for the border wall.
Senate Majority Leader McConnell saying the president would declare a national emergency in order to get more funding for his proposed border wall. His announcement coming within the last hour, right before the Senate is set to vote on the measure. The House scheduled to vote this evening. Again, the president is saying he plans to sign it, but again, declaring an emergency as well.
Amazing. And when the children of the lie come out and tell you that, oh, this is wrong, the president cannot declare a national emergency, yes, he can, and he will, if they don't give him the money. And Obama did it, declared a national emergency something like 8 times. I'm thinking off the top of my head, like 8 times. Ronald Reagan did it. Bill Clinton did it, I guess, before Monica Lewinsky met him in the office. George Bush did it. It's not unusual. It's not unusual to be loved by you. It's not unusual. So don't listen to the lie, folks. This president is putting America first. The way a father who's married with children should put his family first. He's putting America first. He is a nationalist. Isn't that amazing? The president will declare a national emergency in order to get more funding for the border wall. We played that, Joe?
Yeah.
Let's do the one from Fox. Fox said that declaring a national emergency will allow for $8 billion for the wall.
Today was dominated by many stories, one of which was the bipartisan budget bill for border security. And the big number is that the president was not happy with was $1.375 billion to build a border barrier. He could do whatever he wanted with it, which shows an advantage. But the question was, would the president add something with that? Would he declare a national emergency? I just got off the phone with Mick Mulvaney, chief of staff, and the answer is a resounding yes. And for the first time, you're going to hear exactly how much it is and where the money's coming from. It's going to be about $8 billion.
And so what you need to know is that the Democrats, along with the weak rhino Republicans, came up with a bill to prevent the government from shutting down, and they added all this other stuff in there, this junk in there. And they tried to trick the president. And they only gave him $1.375 billion when the president needs $5 billion or so to get the wall done. And so the president's like, okay, y'all go on in there and come up with something, all right? And y'all little righto Republicans, go and help him. He didn't say righto, but I'm sure probably thinking that because the rightos never got anything done. And so they went in there and pretended like they were fighting against the Democrats for the bill. And lo and behold, nothing. The Democrats are so slick or think that they are evil. They put in all this stuff to even restrict the president with $1.375 billion. Isn't that amazing? The president's like, no, let me read this thing first before I sign it. He's like, I knew it. You can't trust the Democrats. Anyone who vote for the Democrats, you're not a Christian. Really. So the president, all right, I'll take this little $1.375 billion, but I'm declaring a national emergency. I told y'all I would, but no. And now the Democrats are trying to prevent him from doing that. Why would you vote for Democrats who don't want to protect you? What is the mindset of the American people that they don't want to protect home first? How did that happen? And you have beta males going along with the beta women about it. They're not leading. They're following. I was thinking of that today. Most men are not leaders anymore. They're followers. It has switched around, and now they're the women. Where are the men at?